Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. The games are coming thick and fast right now. It's Liverpool, it's Wolves, it's Anfield. It's 3 p.m. Saturday kickoff, back in Premier League action after last night's arse whooping by Napoli. I am here to predict Jurgen Klopp's starting 11. Jurgen Klopp's starting 11, not my preferred 11. So I'm going to get started right now. I'm going to go with the defenders and the goalkeeper first and foremost. So we'll start off with Alisson Becker in goal. He's one of the lads from last night who came out without getting completely lambasted by everybody, I think it's probably fair to say. Left back, you can take your pick of Kostas Tsimikas or Andy Robertson. I'm going to stick with Andy Robertson for this one, and I'll go through my reasoning why when I've put my four defenders out as well. Virgil van Dijk to start alongside Joel Matip, so no Joe Gomez in this one. And then I'll basically say that it's going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. And I'm not sure whether he should be starting this game after last night's performance, whether it should be somebody else. Your options are pretty limited right now, aren't they? You know, you've got James Milner, who could play right back for us. You've got Joe Gomez, who could play right back for us. Or you've got Trent Alexander-Arnold, who could play right back for us. All three of them were up there with probably, you know, arguably the worst player on the pitch last night. So I'm going for the lad who historically has been the right back for Liverpool and played at a high level historically. Maybe not so much last night and the early part of this season so far. It's a fun one, isn't it? It's fun getting beaten by Napoli in the Champions League. I didn't realise how pissed off I was about it still, because I've not really thought about it all day. I was annoyed when I woke up this morning, really annoyed, and then I calmed down throughout the day, and I've just been busy doing other stuff, to be honest with you, not really giving it much thought. Came down here to do this show, and it's just built up pretty quickly, like one of those burps that you don't know is coming, and then rah, in your face world. So we're going to go with the defensive midfielder next. Oh, why? No, and I can't. I don't know why I've even done it, but I have decided for some reason, because I'm ill, clearly, that it will be James Milner. I'm going to throw Thiago in there, and I'm going to throw Harvey Elliott in there, and I'm going to make a change. I'm not going to put him in there. I've just decided straight off the bat there. I am going to find the lad who normally plays defensive midfielder, who wasn't, shall we say, brilliant last night, and I am going to throw him in there as well, because Liverpool really need to win this game. I think it's important that we get Thiago back into the starting 11, whether he's 100% or not, and that's mental, because if he's not 100%, he's just more likely to aggravate an injury. But surely, if he was able to come on last night in a game that was completely beyond our means on 62 minutes, and you're going to use him in that, then he can play this week at least for 60 minutes to start the game for us this time. And we've got to hope that he is the reason that we haven't been playing well this season so far. We've just got to hope that he can be the glue that ties it all together. He can be the thread that knits it. Whatever you want to say, we've got to just hope that Thiago is it. And there's a good chance, if he's fit, he is it. I'm going to go left wing. I'm going to go a little bit of a curveball. No Luis Diaz, because I do think that he needs resting. So I think Jürgen will rest him. I'm going to go Mo Salah. And then finally up top, Nunes. So that leaves me with my substitutes, and I'll go through some of your comments and stuff in a minute. So I'll start off with Adrian, I'll stick with Davies as the two goalkeepers, Kostas Tsimikas, Joe Gomez, Stephen Bajčetić, Arthur, Jimmy Milner, we'll throw back in there at this point, we'll go Luis Diaz, and we'll go Roberto Firmino to round off Liverpool's nines. Some of my thoughts and reasonings why I think Jürgen might go with this front three. Although he's been probably our best player this season, and I know he is a bit of a machine, I just don't feel like we can play him each and every single week. And this Rangers game next week now is massively important as well, isn't it? So it is kind of... If this game goes ahead, by the way, something mad might happen to the reigning monarch of England, and this game could be called off so that we can all mourn. But if it goes ahead, then, you know, rest Diaz, potentially, is what I think Jürgen Klopp is going to do.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Diogo Jota, I'd love to see him in that number nine position, to be honest with you, but he's so adept at getting inside that I'm okay with that, because, you know, if he does drop a little bit deeper or whatever, then Jota's in there as well, and we need more bodies in the box at the moment. It was mad, wasn't it, to watch us sort of last night throw balls into the box in that first half and then bring the big lad on and stop throwing the ball into the box. Baffling, really. But again, we are where we are. So I think Salah has to stay in his position. If there's a change here, I think it probably is that. I think you maybe leave Nunes out for this one. And if Diaz can go again and go again against Rangers, maybe it's Diaz, maybe it's Salah, maybe it's Jota. You know what? I'm going to change my mind again. This is my starting 11 prediction. I think that's... Right now, with Henderson being out injured, no Naby Keita, who knows what's happening with him, that is probably, I think it's fair to say, Liverpool's best side right now. I think that's Liverpool's best side right now, so maybe that is exactly what we need to do. Maybe it is just keep Diaz in there, put Jota in that number nine position and try and get a goal from the number nine position. I'm going to stick with that now. I think Jürgen might also have a little think about Kostas Tsimikas, but he did play him last week, so I don't think he'll be too bothered about Andy Robertson having a little break this time around. The other options, of course, I've seen loads of people talk about this already. Nihal Patel says 43-1, please. Accommodates for a lack of midfielders. Let Elliot be more advanced if he plays and give someone to hold hands with Fabinho, who might actually really need that at the moment. Now, there's an option to do something a little bit more like that. There is an option, of course, to actually maybe go a little bit careful, right? And bear with me here. And go something a little bit more like that as well. And I'm not talking that. I'm not talking a 4-2-3-1. I'm talking a big old-fashioned fat 4-2-4 with Salah and Diaz flanking Bobby Firmino and Nunes. And if you really want to go for the jugular, then you throw Diogo Jota in there as well. And I'm sure people will be thinking about the old 4-2-4 formation. And listen, I'm not sure we should be having less defenders on the pitch after last night, if I'm perfectly frank with you all, but it might, you never know, it might be an option for us. So, what was I going to do then? Let's get him back, let's bring Thiago back into the 8 position. Elliot, Diaz, Jota, Salah, there we go. No Milner, says Aaron AK. Yeah, we've already decided, yeah, nah, no Milner, yeah, fair play. I like Klopp, but he's so stubborn and always sticking to his 4-3-3. We need to play 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-2-1. Okay. Diaz doesn't need rest. He's more lively than anyone else playing right now. Jota should play through the middle. LSO. Well, we've decided to do that anyway, so that's pretty cool. Not sure how to do this, but Trent needs to be dropped after the performance, as Jake Bryars. And I agree with that. I think he probably does need to be taken out of the firing line a little bit at the moment and maybe think about what he's doing and how he's going to improve and what it is maybe that's causing him to showcase this sort of lack of effort at the moment. So, yeah, but there isn't any options, so you're absolutely right, we can't. Why two goalies on the bench? Why not put another youngster on the bench of the current form, giving a younger player a chance to show some drive, says Tim Butch. The reason I've done this, and I've done this a couple of times now, I was proved right a couple of weeks ago when we did, to be fair, have a few more injuries. My thinking on it was, he's got 5 subs to use, right? You put a young kid on the bench there, let's say, Bobby Clark. Right, you put Bobby Clark on the bench and you take out Harvey Davies, right? Is he getting on? Nah, probably not getting on, is he? You got Nunes, you got Bobby Firmino there. Let's take another lad and buy it. Is there a world where he takes St. Alexander-Arnold off and puts Mbaye on in a Premier League game right now? No, probably not. If it was somebody like a Ramsey, maybe, who hasn't had any games or minutes yet. I don't think he's fit enough right now. And a frying does. Is he going to get on in the middle of the park ahead of James Milner or Arthur or Stephen Bajcetic even? Probably not, no. So, is it better for those young lads to go and carry on with the unders and play with the unders and get experience and use your goalkeeper that's there anyway, because you always take 3 goalkeepers for the warm-ups before a Premier League game. He's already there. He's going to the game. He shouldn't have to be used. It might be better for the young lad's development to stay in the unders, is my thinking on it. So that's why I've done that. Jake Bryars, sell up top, jotted to the right. Chris, ooh. Might be a nice little shout, that. I don't think Jürgen's going to do it. But in times of need in the past, he has gone to throwing Mo Salah up front, hasn't he? So there's an option for it, certainly, mate. Option for it, certainly. Okay. Nunes will play, says Christy Thomas. And if Nunes plays, he will probably play right there. Those magnets don't work on top of each other like the old ones. So we're going to have to move that there. It's funny, isn't it? I think there's a few split opinions right now on old Darwin and whether he's going to be good enough for Liverpool to throw my sort of 2 cents worth in. And we were just having this conversation just before we were going on. Someone just asked me, what do you think? I've got serious concerns about Darwin. And I said, look, for me right now, I can't judge anyone until they've played at least 10 games for Liverpool Football Club. You know, he's made a stupid mistake against Crystal Palace. I know that. But he's also showed me that he can finish. You know, we're not that far removed away from the Community Shield and how good he looked in that and everything else. There's something there. It's really, really raw. But I can't, like, even our world-class players, Virgil van Dijk, Fabinho, Trent Alexander-Arnold, they're not looking good in this side at the moment. So how difficult must it be for Darwin Núñez? So until maybe Liverpool hit a bit of form, if that's at all possible this season, and until maybe I've seen 10 games minimum from Darwin Núñez, I'm not ready to write him off. So there you go. Klopp will be stubborn, 4-3-3 till Jesus comes back, says Cypher, one of our YouTube members. Can't wait for Ibu to come back. We need his strength and pace. It was off played yesterday next to Verge. Those goals don't go in. You know what? Ibu's been a big miss, actually, hasn't he? Hopefully the Matip coming back and being able to play. I mean, he just looked so much better than Joe Gomez versus Joe Gomez's performance last night when he came on, didn't he? Can't see Jota starting. It'll be Núñez, his old school fair play. I reckon Núñez plays last, as Douglas Yaya. And Núñez needs a big 10 playing behind him. He needs to be on the shoulder in the box. He's never going to be that link player. Well, this is actually quite interesting, and I'll bring Darwin back on for that, because there was one pass from this lad here, Thiago Alcantara, last night that drew my attention, and Núñez went in between the right back and the centre half, and Thiago tried to feed him. The pass wasn't quite there, but that is a combination that I think Thiago is going to look out for every time he picks the ball up. Can I play this little slide rule pass in for a rushing Núñez to bear down on the goalkeeper? And I think he's a big part in getting him to work at Liverpool Football Club, because it's not just about how he's big, whip the crosses in. It's about having someone who can play between the lines, play the passes between the lines, or behind the line, I should say. And Thiago Alcantara is the key master in that regard for us. So there you go. That has been my starting 11 prediction show, what I think Jurgen Klopp is going to do. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? Let me know in the comments section. But most of all, like the video, and let's friggin' hope for 3 points at the weekend. Ta-ra.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at Aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.